Sheriff Charleston.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that Roe v. Wade was one of the worst legal opinions I ever read. It may be the greatest example of judicial activism that I've ever read. You create a right, actually in Griswold versus Connecticut in 1968, 4 years before the Roe decision, the court created a right to privacy, out of the penumbra of the 14th and other amendments. A penumbra is the dim glow around the periphery of a full eclipse. It's about as abstract a notion, an obtuse a notion, that really a legal mind can conceive of. And so the court created this right and then outlawed the laws of 43 states dealing with abortion under this newly created right. I don't believe the Constitution is that pliable, and it was a bad decision. And I think any legal scholar who was really honest would probably draw a similar conclusion. And I am also, and that's from a legal constitutional law standpoint, from a philosophical standpoint, I am pro-life. And if someone were to present a bill to this body that could result in Roe v. Wade and its progeny being overturned, I'd support it. But this is not that bill. Because a state, by state statute, cannot obviate a federal constitutional right. It's simply a legal impossibility. And if someone were to present a bill that had a legally articulable theory, that had any chance of passing, that could result in the overturning of Roe, I'd vote for it. But I'm not going to vote for this, because it will not and it cannot overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, I have authored legislation that has respected the sanctity of unborn human life to the greatest degree that is constitutionally possible. I am the first author in the South Carolina legislature when I was in the House, and I passed it three times, the Unborn Victims Act. We ultimately, it passed to the Senate two or three times, and it passed the House two or three times, never passed the Senate. I authored it when I was a House member. Ultimately, our President Pro Tem authored basically the same legislation, and we passed it a few years ago. And what that does, in a criminal homicide action, it acknowledges if you take the life of an unborn child is taken through a criminal act, then there are two homicides if the mother died as well and not simply one. It also dealt with the ruling in Blaylock Trucking Company, a South Carolina Supreme Court case, where Gene Toll wrote a great dissenting opinion. In that case, it was held that an unborn child that was killed in an automobile accident was that a wrongful death action could not be pursued when an unborn child resulted in death of an unborn child resulted in an automobile accident. And the court said because that child was not viable, it was just two or three days short of viability, there was no wrongful death action that could be had by the plaintiff. You tell that to the mother lost a child. Gene Toll wrote a great dissenting opinion in that opinion, and I based my Unborn Victims Act really on Gene Toll's dissenting opinion. But those are ways in which we can constitutionally acknowledge the sanctity of human life, and that is what we should do. And if I could constitutionally overturn Roe v. Wade, I'd support that as well. But I'm not going to support something that cannot do that. Something that is a legal impossibility. I believe God has given us minds. Those of us who have law degrees, He's given us a legal education. And we need to look for daylight. It's like when you pitch the football to the running back, you don't want him to run right into the linebacker. You want him to find a hole to go through and run for daylight, where there's an opportunity, where there's some chance of scoring some points, of making a first down, of gaining some yardage. And if I thought there was some chance of gaining even a yard on this bill, I would support it. But apparently we're going to take a vote on it, and I'm going to vote against it, not because I am not pro-life,
but
because I do believe that it is a legal impossibility for this bill to outlaw abortion. What? And if the senator from Spartanburg or anyone else brings me a bill that can do it, I'll support it.
Senator Spartanburg?
But until that happens, I won't support it.
Will the senator yield?
Yes.
Senator, do you know of any way to amend this bill? Because we're not asking for a final vote on this bill. We're not at third reading. We're just trying to get the bill to the floor. Is there any amendments that you think we could offer to make this bill?
No, I don't. I studied this bill when I was in the House. I was chairman of the subcommittee dealing with it. I voted against it then. I got my office boycotted by some pro-life. Other pro-life groups were with me and agreed with me that this is a legal impossibility, and it's better to use our firepower on things that can actually accomplish something as opposed to things that can't. And so this is not simply an educated or uninformed opinion. This is my informed and well-studied opinion that there is no, that we cannot amend this because there's something in the U.S. Constitution, if you hadn't heard about it, it's called the Supremacy Clause. And I don't like the holding in Griswold versus Connecticut. I don't like the holding in Roe v. Wade. I don't like the Supreme Court finding new rights in penumbras, because I agree with Robert Bork. If you read his book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, he says every time you find a new right, someone else's rights are diminished because the universe of rights are finite. Now, the progressive mind thinks that you just create more and more rights and everyone's rights are expanded. That's not true. When you created the right to privacy and children were aborted under that, the unborn children had rights that were affected. And I think that's despicable.
Senator from Dorset.
But I'm not going, so I would vote for something that could undo all of that if it were a legal impossibility. But unfortunately, I can see no way that this bill or any way that this bill amended produces that result. And therefore, I'm not going to vote for it. That's
Senator from Dorchester.
Senator from Charleston, you're for question.
Yes.
Senator, could you explain exactly how this is unconstitutional, this bill? And the reason I ask that is that it says that certain rights will be granted under the state constitution, but it says nothing about violating the federal constitution. It says nothing about diminishing the rights. It does not purport to diminish in any way the federal constitution.
So
can they not be interpreted consistently?
No, if the bill is interpreted in the manner that the proponents of the bill have stated its purposes, or at least the prime author of the bill, which is to outlaw abortion, if it's applied in that fashion, it is unconstitutional, and I cannot see any way that it is constitutional. Now, I think the approach we should take is the approach we took in the Unborn Victims Act. Honor the sanctity of life where we can legally. Philosophically, I'm with the author, but politically, legally, as a matter of, there's what you believe philosophically and what is a simple legal reality. And if the bill is applied, now I can think of a lot of ways where the bill can be problematic, in interpreting wills and trust and things like that, that could be problematic. So that's one issue that's a problem with it. But if it were, if it is applied for in a manner that advances it, the stated purpose of the bill, which is to outlaw abortion, I see no way that that can be legal,
Senator,
constitutional.
Let me ask the question a different way, and this is a very sincere question, because I don't see how this bill could lead to the conclusion that the authors claim that it bans abortion, because all it does is comment on what our state constitution means. It does not purport to comment on what the federal constitution means, and the federal constitution, A, is going to be there no matter what we say, but B, this doesn't even purport to change the federal constitution.
I'll say this. You could add an amendment. If you added an amendment to say that this does not affect the right to privacy as under the federal constitution, an amendment like that could perhaps keep it from being implied in that fashion, but I think it would also, then it would do a lot of, I can't even conceive of all the possible unintended consequences it could have in interpreting trust and wills, for example. It could have problems in that area as well. But an amendment like that, but then it's not accomplishing the stated purpose of the author, of the proponents.
Senator, let me make this last comment in the form of a question. Did you know that I just don't see how the wording of this bill violates the federal constitution, because it purports only to interpret state constitution and does not purport to modify the federal constitution, and therefore, did you know, I also don't see how it accomplishes any ban of abortion.
Well, Senator, I'm sure you would agree with me that if it were interpreted as banning abortion, that you would agree with me that it would be unconstitutional under the federal constitution.
Yes.
I'm sure you would agree with me on that.
I agree with that. I just don't see how this bill does that.
Well, it could do that because if the state, a prosecutor or whoever, interpreted the bill in such a fashion so that they would prosecute a doctor for performing an abortion or a woman for having one, because that, then it would be, there is an application of the statute that would be in violation of the federal constitution.
Senator, the
federal constitution weren't like that, but that is the way it is.
But wouldn't a state court...
Not the constitution, that's the way the Supreme Court interpreted it, which I disagree with.
Senator, wouldn't a state courts just automatically rule that application that you just said invalid because it violates the federal constitution? I mean, we just can't... Because we passed something...
Well, it could be even a federal action. It could be something that goes right into federal court, too. But, I mean, our court would then be ruling it unconstitutional and applying the federal law.
Senator from Lancaster, Senator, yield briefly for a question.
Yes, although my 5 minutes up.
Yes. I was going to speak to that point, Senator. I was wondering if you believe that this debate is one that seems to be healthy. This is a debate I found in the last half an hour or so to be a debate that we should be having in this body. But that's not what we're here for right now, is it?
No.
We're here before us right now as to whether or not we are even going to have this debate. And this bill has 23 co-sponsors, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Would you believe me if I told you it had 23 so co-sponsors? And it seems like that we are not going to have the opportunity this year to have this debate in committee or subcommittee. And would you agree that it might be healthy to have this debate on the floor of this?
Well, I'm telling you, I've studied this because I had it. I was subcommittee chairman when I chaired the Constitutional Law Subcommittee in the House. I dealt with this bill then, and so I'm not going to vote to support it because I have. Now, maybe others who haven't studied it much want to have a debate and take a look at it. But I am convinced from my prior experience. And I am that it is not if it isn't ever applied to prohibit abortions, it is not constitutional.
Would you agree?
If we had a statute before us, it could do that. I'd support it.
Would
but
you, Would you agree with me, Senator, that it doesn't necessarily, of its own terms, have to be applied to outlaw abortion?
It does not have to be applied in that way, but that's the stated purpose of it. And I'm not sure what it's going to accomplish if it doesn't address the abortion issue, because you're a lawyer, and I know that you could see that it could cause some mischief when it comes to things like the interpretation of wills and trust and estates and probate of estates and that type of thing.
So. And finally, I will sit down. I just wondered if, and I want to bring to your attention, if you knew that, and I'm just sitting here doing some research during the debate, that about 20 minutes ago, Nebraska did pass a law that said Nebraska lawmakers on Tuesday passed a groundbreaking bill banning abortions at 20 weeks based on assertions that fetuses feel pain. The governor's expected to sign it late this afternoon. Were you aware of that, Senator?
No, I'm not aware of that. And if that's something that we can do constitutionally, that's something that we should look at. But my point is we ought to focus on looking for daylight, looking for something that can be accomplished constitutionally is my point. That should not be misconstrued to believe that I am not pro-life because I am. I would advance that issue as much as far as I legally can, or as well as I legally can. But this one just simply will not do that. And that's so we're going to vote on it. And I just wanted to have an opportunity to say that's why I'm going to be voting against it.
Senator from Charleston.